Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports Live every single Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me talking Paulding County athletics. And we have a special show today as we will be honoring the life of a longtime coach and teacher at Paulding High School. A ceremony was held for him last night before the Paulding football game, and that is Steve Clark. So a few different guests will stop by the studio today. They will share some thoughts, they will share some memories on Coach Clark, and overall just some great stories. Tyler Aaron being one of those, the athletic director for Paulding, and then the superintendent for Paulding, Chris Etzler. He will also stop by the studio. Again, telling some stories of Coach Clark. I obviously did not know him personally, so I needed to talk to some people that did. And of course, Tyler and Chris both being generous enough to hop on for a little bit and talk about the legacy that Coach Clark left in Paulding County. And of course, like I mentioned, a great ceremony happening last night before the Paulding football game. We'll also chat a little bit about that. And of course, we will talk some football this week. A lot of games happening in Paulding County last night. We'll chat about the Panthers, the Raiders, and the Archers. We need to talk some volleyball. We'll take care of all that as well. We'll touch on some golf, and then we'll wrap it all up with our My Sports slate of games coming up for this next upcoming week. I know I'm back out in Paulding County for some volleyball next Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to that one. We'll preview what's ahead in the future. But for now, it's time for a short break here on My Sports. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you, whoever you are, and however you're listening, for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started on the other side of this break. Tyler Aaron and Chris Etzler coming up next. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues as we're talking about the legacy of longtime Paulding head coach Steve Clark. It's time to welcome in the athletic director for Paulding High School, Tyler Aaron. Tyler, thanks for coming on for a little bit and sharing some stories, sharing some memories, but overall an awesome ceremony last night. When did you know you were going to put that in the works?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Coach Clark passed away last February, and you know, Coach Clark had a huge impact on our football program, our school, our community. He was known everywhere. We knew back in the spring that we wanted to do something special for him this fall in one of our football games. And there was really no better opponent on our schedule than Delphus Jefferson, which Coach Clark would have had many great Northwest Conference coaching battles against. So I worked together with John Snodgrass and our athletic boosters to put together this event. We're very happy with it and excited. And to pass along, you know, just kind of reminisce on some of the memories of Coach Clark and get some of his former players and assistant coaches back together and just do something special for the family.
So Tyler, you had mentioned that you had played under Coach Clark. What were some of your favorite stories that you took away from him and some of your favorite memories?
I played eighth grade football for Coach Clark, and then he moved on up and was also our freshman football coach my freshman year. Coach Clark just had such a passion for the game of football and Paulding football. Obviously a big guy, and when you're a young kid, 13, 14 years old like that, he just has such a presence about him, and he maintained that presence even through my adulthood here whenever I would talk to him. He's just a big presence within our football program, but If I had to describe him in one word, when it came to the game of football, it's passion. He coached with passion. He loved his players. He loved his coaches that he worked with, and he loved to reminisce in those old football stories. So he was a great guy to sit down and just talk about some of those old football stories with.
Now, aside from being a coach, he was also a teacher at Paulding, correct?
Yeah, so he worked at Paulding for 30 years. He was a history teacher. He was also an athletic director there for 3 years. Many people will remember his class trips to Washington, D.C. He led that for some time. Unfortunately, he was retired by the time I had the chance to take one of those trips, but I've heard many stories of those. So, you know, that's the special thing about Coach Clark is that you didn't have to play football to really have a special connection with him. You know, if you went to school at Paulding, if you lived in the community, you knew Coach Clark, and he was just a great member of our community.
And he led some extremely successful seasons at Paulding, but how did him being a head coach also translate to him being a really good human being?
He's our winningest coach in Paulding football history. He totaled 77 wins, 13 seasons. Going through, looking back at some of the old statistics of during that time, you know, they had a 7-year run where they went 51-19, arguably the best run that Paulding football has ever had. He had 3 Northwest Conference championships. He had 2 undefeated seasons. He is the only coach to coach in the Ohio High School All-Star game, the North-South game in Canton, Ohio. So obviously a very successful coach on the field. As far as, you know, how you would describe him, he's very passionate about the game. His teams always play with a physicality because they embodied what he would coach them. You know, they were a running first team. They played tough-nosed defense. And, you know, he was a tough coach. You know, back in the 1970s, 1980s, you know, coaching looked a little different then. And, you know, he was no different. He was an intense coach, but I know that he loved his players because no matter who you talk to that played with or for Coach Clark, they always have great things to say about him. And, you know, we had a great turnout for our ceremony on Friday night because he just has such a great presence and a great history within our football program.
And I'm sure that he was a mentor as much as he was, you know, a coach and a teacher as well. And I know there's some of those coaches that I even look back in high school and I'm like, man, you know, he was a great mentor and a great person along with being everything else. And obviously I did not know Coach Clark, but from what you've said, that's exactly what it sounds like.
He just had a great bond with, you know, a lot of his former players. You know, luckily I was fortunate enough to go on and play college football, and he would travel. You know, he had a great relationship with my dad who played for him, and he came to our game at Penn State.
That's cool.
He came to our game at Army, and he just always maintained those connections, and he loved traveling and you know, loved the game of football, loved his family. He was just a great man.
And as a young man, as you were at the time playing football at Kent State, it has to be pretty comforting to be able to look over in the stands and see one of your, you know, mentors and coaches there too.
Yes, absolutely. And even, you know, when I took over as the head football coach here at Paulding when I was 23 years old, he was a huge impact on me because, you know, he was pretty young too when he took over in 1974 here at Paulding. He was a young man as well in his mid-20s, so he knew kind of what I was going through and what I was getting into. And there was nobody that was more supportive to our football coaches and our current players and Coach Clark all the way up through his passing. He was always there for our coaches, for our players. He would always stop out of practice. He just loved Paulding football. It's what he lived. And, you know, he just had such a great impact. And we just want that legacy to continue on.
And I'm sure he's smiling right now because the Paulding football team, boy, they're playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, we've gotten off to a great start here, beating Swan in North Central. And exciting to watch these young men and coaches put it together and go out each and every Friday night and represent our community, and they're doing a great job.
Well, Tyler, hey, thank you so much. Any other stories or any other memories you want to share to wrap up?
Yeah, my first memory of Coach Clark, you know, was, to be honest, I was sitting in the junior high lunchroom, and he would come in, and he would always sell pre-sale tickets. And our group of guys that I played football with in our class, we would sit around at the table and he would sell pre-sale tickets and tell us old stories. And, you know, so that was one of my earliest memories of Coach Clark. And, you know, that just right there, you know, him volunteering his time to come in and do something as simple as selling pre-sale tickets just kind of shows how much he loved Paulding and how much he loved the football program and how much he loved just being around the kids and the young student athletes and the young football players and just always enjoyed those memories.
Well, Tyler, hey, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing some memories and sharing some stories. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to the football team the rest of the way.
Yeah, no problem, Pete. Thanks for having me on this morning.
A big thank you to the athletic director for Paulding High School, Tyler Aaron, for stopping by the studio and spending a little bit of time with me to reflect on head coach Clark. And there's somebody that I think will speak to all of what Tyler Aaron said, and he's on the other side of the break. The superintendent for Paulding High School, Chris Etzler, joins me next as we're reminiscing about head coach Steve Clark after a really nice night honoring him at Paulding an evening ago. Chris Etzler, he's coming up next. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports continues as we just wrapped up our conversation with Tyler Aaron, the athletic director for Paulding High School, as it's time to now welcome on Chris Etzler, the superintendent for Paulding. Chris, thank you so much for coming on today and reflecting a little bit about Coach Clark.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can talk about Coach Clark forever, so I'm glad I can share any perspective that I have.
Let's start at the beginning. When did your relationship with Coach Clark really start?
Oh, boy, it was almost 30 years ago. It was 1995 when I student taught here at Paulding. He took an interest in me because, first off, he took an interest in me because we both graduated from Bluffton College. And he kind of followed my career down there, being a Wayne Trace kid, a Paulding County kid. He followed how I did down there. And that was our first connection. And then our next connection was the fact that I was an assistant football coach at Wayne Trace during that time. So he always wanted to talk football, ask how practices were going, you know, how the game went on Friday night, what my thoughts were on that. So that was how it all started, was that connection through Bluffton College and then being a football coach, which he loved to coach football as well.
And that's one thing that Tyler spoke on, was his passion for the game of football. He said you could sit down and talk Paulding Panther football for hours with Coach.
Oh, absolutely. He could recall not only so many games that he coached, but then after that, he would still come and watch games. He was involved in the program as a junior high coach for a couple different times. One of those stints was with me when I was the head coach. He coached a junior high football for a couple years for me. He was the athletic director for a while. So he just had some great stories, could recall so many things. He did it in such a way where he actually felt like you were sitting in the bleachers watching the game.
So you mentioned some of the traditions and some of the things that you kind of learned from Coach Clark and wanted to carry on or pass on, if you will. What were some of those?
Going all the way back to when he was a coach, both times he was head coach at Paulding, one of the things that they would do after, especially home games, the coaching staff and their wives and even their kids, their families would get together at one of the coaches' houses. And when I became head football coach here back in 2007, we did that. And so I really got to reconnect with him during those times because he and his wife, Mary, most of the time those get-togethers were out at our house and they loved coming out. And we coaches would sit at our kitchen table and talk about the game. And Coach Clark had a great way of when the game didn't go like we wanted it to lift our spirit and look at the bright side. But he was very good at the opposite too, where he would kind of keep us down to earth and, well, this really didn't go as well tonight as it had the previous week. So he knew the game of football. So we all, anytime he had anything to say, whether it had to do with football or just life in general, we soaked it all in. And those are very, very special times that I hold dear, being a great mentor, but more importantly, being a great friend. And he was to so many people.
That's exactly what I was about to ask next. And Tyler commented on that as well, because he was a teacher, he was a coach, but he was a really good friend and a really good mentor to a lot of people. And Tyler had spoke about how he would come to games and watch him play at Kent State and kind of followed his path as well. And I know for you, and I'm guessing for Tyler too, it has to be pretty special to have somebody like that in your guy's life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As athletic director here, he helped me out by selling tickets at lunch. And he loved being with the kids, being with the adults that were in there too. And, you know, he would come out to football practices a lot and share different things. And throughout the years, the vast majority of the things that I learned from him were about life and how he would handle things. And still to this day, can see his grin that he had that everybody recognized and his chuckle that he liked to make when he knew he gave you a zinger and got one past you.
I love
he had
that.
Such a great sense of humor. He expected discipline, you know, not punishment discipline. He expected discipline out of his players to do the right thing, number one, to execute, number two. That's what he expected of them. But yet at the same time, the things that I've heard, he would take them aside too, and he would love on them and showed them how much he cared about them. And I know it was the same way in the classroom too. He just got on you when he needed to be gotten on, which we all need at times, especially when we were teenagers.
Yep.
But yet at the same time would pull them off to the side and love on them, show how much he cared about them and more as a person than a football player or student. And those are the things that I've always heard in regard to Coach Clark.
Now, you know, I even look back on my own personal life in high school and everything like that, even college, but you remember those people that helped keep you in line and you remember exactly why they did it kind of as life progresses and you get further down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When he passed away a few months ago, a lot of those times just came flooding back to me. I won't go into great detail, but one of the things that I think about still often to this day, because when I walk down the first floor hallway at Paulding High School, it reminds me of him a lot of the times because his classroom was down there and the office that my cooperating teachers when I student taught, their office was on the first floor too. So just him picking on me when I was in the hallway. One point in time, he had somehow convinced my cooperating professor, supervisor from Defiance College, where I went back and got my teaching license from. Somehow he convinced him to play a prank on me where he asked me if I'd still been going to school, you know, every day and been dressing professionally and these things. And I thought he was serious. And for a couple of days, I was kind of concerned that found out a couple of days later that Coach Clark put him up to it and, you know, wanted to have some fun with the rookie. So there'll be times when I'm walking down the hallway, happens so many times throughout the school year that I think of him because of that and so many other reasons.
I love that. I absolutely love that. That's hilarious. That's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, but again, it comes back to keeping you accountable, and that's exactly what he did. And even you know, even when you had no idea who it was.
Absolutely.
How excited are you guys to be able to commemorate his memory with a plaque?
Yeah, we had talked not long after he passed away. What can we do to honor him? And I don't know if it's a big enough honor for him. I don't know, but it's great to let Mary and Catherine and the entire family know how much he meant to not only Paulding, the school district, but the village. He was just very beloved, and to be able to honor him in any way is very special. I just know that he would kind of be, I don't want to say embarrassed. He would not want us to go through all the trouble to honor him for sure. He was very unassuming that way. But like I said before, there's no one more deserving than him. And, you know, he was such a great friend and a great mentor to so many people. But more than that, like I said before, he was just a great friend to me. And I cherish all the conversations both serious and not so serious with him. You never knew whether it was serious or not serious, but learned so many things from him that I always take with me, and love the man dearly.
Well, I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face, especially with the way the Paulding Panthers are playing football recently.
Yeah, great start. We hope we keep it rolling for sure.
Well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
A big thanks to Chris Etzler for his time today and sharing some stories and some memories of head coach Steve Clark. We need to talk some football. We're talking the Friday Night Lights scoreboard coming up next here on My Sports. Archers, Raiders, and Panthers all in action. We will talk about it all. That and so much more coming up next. You're listening to My Sports, and it continues on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
A big thank you to both of our guests today for coming on and sharing some memories, sharing some stories about Coach Clark, the first one being the athletic director for Paulding High School, Tyler Aaron, and the voice you just heard, Chris Etzler, the superintendent for Paulding. So let's get to the Friday Night Lights and let's talk about those Paulding Panthers, and even better, let's get to the full scoreboard first. In the GMC, it looked like this. The Friday Night Lights in week number 3. Fairview over Bryan handily, 34-6. Edgerton 49, Montpelier 6. Bluffton putting up a 60 burger on Ayersville, 63-7. Eden 48, Ixville 8. Paulding over Delphus Jefferson, 27-2. Archbold 15, Tenora 14, Crestview 37, Wayne Trace 16. So the Paulding Panthers pulling out a 25-point win on the night that they honor Coach Clark. Panthers now improved to 3-0 on the young season. So let's take a look at the scoring and how Paulding got it done. It was Jalen Manns on a one-yard dive to put Paulding up 6-0 in the first quarter. The extra point was blocked. Your score at the end of one quarter of play, Paulding 6, Delphus Jefferson 0. Blake Roanhouse then continued his nice season for Paulding, a 25-yard touchdown reception. That in the second quarter to add to the lead for the Paulding Panthers. Panthers then strike again right before the halftime break. It was Roanhouse again, this time a big catch and run. Roanhouse goes 69 yards just before the halftime break, and it's all Paulding, up 20-0 after one half a play from Keyser Field. Then it was Colton Hunt capping off the scoring for Paulding, a one-yard touchdown scamper, and that is what led to our final, Paulding 27, Delphus Jefferson 2. Once again, the Paulding Panthers 3-0 in the young season with GMC play on the horizon. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the Wayne Trace Raider game. I know Wayne Trace dropping to 0-3 in this one. They've played some close games. Scoring for Wayne Trace, Jack Schoenauer, 20-yard pass to Tyler Head. The kick was no good. Wayne Trace then got a safety on a blocked punt, tackling the punter in the end zone from Crestview. Then it was Schoenauer once again, a 15-yard pass to Brady Miller. That was with 1:10 to go in the third. Two-point conversion was good there, but the Raiders just unable to come all the way back. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the books in this one. Outgaining Wayne Trace on first downs, Crestview by 5, 16-11. 30 rushing attempts for 166 yards for Crestview. For Wayne Trace, 37 for 115. 9 completions for only 85 passing yards for the Raiders, 9 of 17, 200 yards of total offense, 1 interception, 3 fumbles, none of them lost, and pretty clean game for the Raiders, only 2 for 28. But it was Crestview outscoring Wayne Trace by 10 in the first, and then Wayne Trace with 2 touchdowns, 1 in the second, and 1 in the third. But once again, not enough. Crestview too much tonight as they take down Wayne Trace. Your final one more time. Crestview 37, Wayne Trace 16. So let's take a look at your standings in the GMC. Again, no conference games being played yet. Wrapped up week number 3, here we are. The only undefeated team. It's the Paulding Panthers sitting atop at 3-0. Antwerp is 2-1. Edgerton 2-1. Fairview 2-1, Hicksville 1-2, Ayersville 0-3, Tenor 0-3, and the Raiders of Wayne Trace still looking to pick up their first win. But we know anything can happen when we get into the heart of GMC play, and that will be coming up here very, very shortly. Well, that is a look at your high school football Friday Night Lights scoreboard from an evening ago. We have some more sports we have to get to. Again, an awesome ceremony honoring Coach Steve Clark at Paulding last night, and two great guests I had on earlier in Tyler Arend and Chris Etzler, who were both heavily involved in making that ceremony happen an evening ago. We just wrapped up talking some football. We have some volleyball to get to. We have some golf to get to. We have some thank yous to get to, and we have some games to get to. Time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're talking volleyball. That's next. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports. We wrapped up talking some football, and of course, a big thanks to our two guests today, Tyler Arend, the athletic director for Paulding High School, and the superintendent for Paulding High School, Chris Etzler, stopping by to share their memories of Coach Steve Clark, legendary coach and human being in Paulding County. So with football packed away, it is time to chat some volleyball. And I'll start by taking you back to Tuesday. It was Tenora over Hicksville in straight sets, 25-11, 25-7, 25-14. Paulding and Wayne Trace squaring off on the hardwood. This one taking four sets, 22-25, Wayne Trace in the first, Paulding 25-15, 25-19, and then 28-26. A really good one between Paulding and Wayne Trace. That one airing on MySports.live from this past week. And then Fairview over Ayersville. That one took all five. 3-2 Fairview wins. 15-25, 10-25, 25-21, 25-21, 15-19. Wow, you drop the first two, then win the next three for the Fairview Apaches. But let's talk about that Paulding and Wayne Trace match a little bit more. Like I mentioned, 22-25, 25-15, 25-19, 28-26. Paulding over Wayne Trace. And the stat leaders for the Panthers, 26 digs and 4 kills for Brianna Bermejo. STP's 25 assists, 13 kills, 8 blocks for Kaylee Dunham. 21 digs for Addie Shaw, Marley Parrott. 10 aces, 8 kills, 19 digs for Tori Schlatter. Grace Goings, 8 assists and 1 ace. Addison Peace, 2 aces, and Addison Arend, 7 kills. Lucy Breyer also adds 10 kills. In the last volleyball game we get to talk about before we look at the conference standings, it was Miller City over Paulding. This one happening on Thursday, 25-21, 25-21, 25-15. JV defeats Miller City, 25-14, 25-23. Individually, 6 kills and 16 digs for Tori Schlatter. Lucy Breyer adds 6 kills to her name. 4 kills for Marley Perrette. Addison Scholes, 16 digs, 6 kills, 8 blocks for Kaylee Dunham. SDP's 2 aces, 19 assists, and Brianna Bermejo, 15 digs. So that brings us to our conference standings for volleyball, and they look like this. With GMC play just starting to happen, it's Tenora 1-0 in the league, 8-0 overall. Edgerton 1-0 in the league, 6-0 overall. Fairview 1-0, 5-0 overall. Paulding 1-0 in league play, 4-2 overall. 0-1 are Hicksville, Wayne Trace, Antwerp, and Ayersville. 2-3 overall, 2-3 overall for Hicksville and Wayne Trace. 2-6 for the Antwerp Archers, and Ayersville 1-7. But Tenora unblemished overall and in the conference, sitting at 8-0 and 1-0 in the GMC. It's time for a short break here on My Sports. We just wrapped up our week talking volleyball. When we come back, we'll chat about a little bit of golf, and then we'll get to our My Sports slate of games. As My Sports continues, we're listening right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back talking golf here on My Sports as we had a jam-packed week and some incredibly low scores. So we'll get to golf, and then we'll get to our My Sports slate of games and some thank yous to wrap up this show. But what a show it's been honoring longtime Paulding football coach Steve Clark. And once again, a huge thanks to both of our guests this evening, Tyler Aaron, the athletic director for Paulding, and the superintendent for Paulding, Chris Etzler. Big thank you to both of you guys for taking the time to share some stories with me today. Again, if you missed any of those conversations, this episode will be archived on the my1027.org website after it is over. So not just this episode, but all the episodes from throughout the year. But it's time to talk golf, like I said. So let's start, because we had the second GMC golf match we have to talk about. But we're going to start with Wayne Trace Golf, and we're going to start at Harvest Moon Golf Course in Defiance. Earlier this week, it was Wayne Trace, a team total of 149. Leading the way was Kyle Sutton with a 32 and Brody Rossum with a 37. Hayden Holt pitching in a 40, Jared Barner a 40, Connor Davis a 44, and Connor Wanamaker a 48. Team 197 for Fairview as Xavier Schinninger led the way with a 45, Anthony Singer behind him with a 49. Moore Boys Golf takes us to Patriot Hills Golf Course in Montpelier. Hilltop a 169 team total score to Antwerp's 170. For the Archers, Braylon Moreno a 40, Zane McMichael a 42, Draven Bomber a 43, Dylan Hahn a 45, Griffin Kosh a 54, and Drew Eakin a 54. But again, one stroke the difference in the dual match against Hilltop, 169 to 170. Moore Boys Golf takes us to Auglaize Golf Course in Defiance. It was Paulding winning the tri-match at a team score of 173 between Ayersville and Edgerton. Tyler Goying shot a 42, Brandon Schroeder a 43, Johnny Lips a 44, Austin Kinder a 44, Zach Barton a 46, and Nick Hatcher a 49. Man, that's impressive to have all of your top players stay within 40. That's really tough to do. I barely break 50 as it is. So once again, the team score, Paulding 173, Ayersville 179, Edgerton 226. And the next golf, we'll talk about both girls and guys, the second of the Green Meadows Conference matches. So let's run you through them again, this including the entire GMC. The low score as a team goes to the Wayne Trace Raiders with a 152. Sutton led the way with a 35, Rossum a 39. It was Varner pitching in a 38, Connor Davis a 40, Tyson Gerber a 42, and Connor Wanamaker a 44. So the Wayne Trace Raiders winning the team low score, this on the boys' side. Other low scores from Paulding County golfers include Braylon Moreno, a 42, Zane McMichael, a 43, both from Antwerp. From Paulding, a 39 turned in by Nick Hatcher, and then a 41 by Johnny Lips and Nico Stahl with a 45, and I mentioned Wayne Trace. Sutton with a 35, Rossum a 39, Davis a 40, Barner a 38, Gerber a 42, and Wanamaker a 44. Your team total of 152. Good enough to win the second GMC golf meet. Now to the girls. And much like the boys, it was led by the Wayne Trace Raiders. The girls golf team finishing with a team total of 182 in this one. Regan McGarvey led the way with a 42, Ella Crosby a 45, Ryan Jay a 40, Tori Young a 48, Olivia Bauman a 52, and Isabelle O'Shaughnessy a 66. From Antwerp, Madison Schmidt a 59, and Kara Peace a 62, Malin Carnahan a 64, and for Paulding competing as an individual only, Delaney Dackenhaus turning in a 51. So that's a look at your golf from this past week, both on the girls' side, both on the boys' side. Congratulations on some very low scores from this past week and a really successful second GMC match. And the Wayne Trace Raider boys, they are just cruising. Golf season in full swing. I don't want to say starting to wind down yet. They go in really until October, but gearing up for districts, gearing up for sectionals, keep rolling all the golfers and the Wayne Trace boys golf team. Getting it done so far this fall. Well, it's time for a break here on My Sports when we come back. Time to wrap this one up, episode 4 of season 3 of My Sports. We have some thank yous to hand out, and of course, we have our My Sports slate of games to get to. That and so much more as My Sports rolls on here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. You're listening on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Back putting a lid here on My Sports, but before we go any further, we need to hand out some thank yous. And first, they go to our sponsors because without them, I would not be here doing this. They've been great not just this season, but every single season I've been on My Sports. And that is three. We're wrapping up season 3, episode number 4. Our sponsors include the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, I would not be able to do this without them, so go thank our sponsors for me. Because truly without them, I could not be doing this. More thank yous goes to our guests today, and those are the athletic director for Paulding High School in Tyler Arend and Chris Etzler, the superintendent for Paulding Schools. Thank you both for joining the show, sharing some stories, sharing some memories of Coach Clark. I was not at the ceremony last night, but I hope everything just went spectacular. I know you guys were very excited for it, and the stories you told, again, I didn't know Coach Clark personally, but I can tell he was a staple in the Paulding County community, to say the least, a great person, a great friend, and a great coach and teacher. So thank you guys for coming on and sharing some memories with me. I really, really do appreciate it. Well, Paulding County, that almost wraps up season number 3, episode number 4 of My Sports. But before we get out of here, we need to talk about our MySports.live slate of games. And it all starts Tuesday, September 10th. Myself and Scoop Miller will have Ayersville and Paulding volleyball for you. Autoville and Wayne Trace will then play Thursday with Kenny and Scoop. And then Caleb Hatch and Dave Bowen will bring you the Wayne Trace and Paulding football game on Friday. Monday, September 16th, it's Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller for volleyball. That's Fayette and Antwerp, Wayne Trace and then Hicksville. On Tuesday with Kenny and Dave Bowen. On Thursday, it's Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller. That is September 19th, and it's Paulding and Swanton on the volleyball floor. Antwerp and Hicksville then on the gridiron with Wayne Trace and Edgerton, Jason Landers and Doug Billman for Antwerp and Garrett Mansfield and Corbin Vance for the Wayne Trace football game Friday, September 20th. So that is a look at your MySports.live slate of games coming up this upcoming week. And just like this show, if you missed any of the games airing on MySports.live, they're all archived on the website for on-demand access. And yes, that does not just include this year. That is every single year MySports.live has been going. They are all archived for on-demand access. But personally, I'm looking forward to getting back out to Paulding to call some games, volleyball next week, and then I have some football coming up a few weeks after that. Other job has me out of town for a few weeks, so have to do what you have to do, but I'm looking forward to seeing all of your smiling faces. Well, that'll do it for me today. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I can't wait for next week. Same time, same place, it's My Sports, and you've been listening on My 102.7 FM.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.